Title: Drive Jungle Rag. A cut with breakbeat surgery in Ableton Live 12. Beginner: All right, let's build a proper Jungle Raga style drum and bass cut in Ableton Live 12. This is that classic chopped breakbeat energy, but tightened up with modern breakbeat surgery, slicing, reordering, stutters, reverse hits, and then layering it so it smacks like a current DNB drop. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drum section that feels like a Riedel tune. Main groove, a fill, a reload style moment, and a variation. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices. Let's go. First, project setup. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. I like 174, so set 174. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create these tracks so you're organized from the start. Make an audio track called Break. Make a MIDI track called Break Slices. This is going to become a drum rack. Then make two more audio tracks, kick layer and snare layer, and create two return tracks, one for reverb, one for delay. We're building like a producer, not just messing around. Now step one, choose a break and warp it correctly. Drag a breakbeat loop into your break audio track. Amen style breaks work great. Think break works great. Apache works great. Anything with attitude and nice transients. Double click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Here's the key. If Ableton guessed the tempo wrong, fix it. Look at the SIG, BPM and make sure it matches the break's original tempo, not your project tempo. If it's wrong, type the correct number or use the warp markers to correct it. Now set warp mode to beats. In beats mode, set preserve to transients. Then adjust the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Lower envelope is tighter and edgier. Higher envelope gets smoother. For jungle, I usually start tighter, then back it off if it gets too clicky. Teacher tip. Solo the break and listen for flams. A flam sounds like a doubled hit, like it's trying to be on the grid but it's wobbling. If you hear that, find the true downbeat, right-click and choose warp from here, straight. That one move fixes a ton of beginner warp problems. Goal here is simple. The break locks to the grid without smearing the transients. You want it to feel like it's snapping, not melting. Step 2. Slice the break to a drum rack. This is your surgery table. Right-click the warped break clip, and choose slice to new MIDI track. For the slicing preset, choose built-in. Slice to drum rack. For slice by, start with transient. That gives you the most natural this is still a break feeling. If the transients are messy, like it's sliced in weird places, you can redo it and slice by 1/16 instead. That's more rigid, more grid-based, and easier for early practice. But start with transients first. Now Ableton creates a MIDI track with a drum rack and a bunch of simpler devices, one per slice. This is the fun part. The break is now playable like a drum kit. Step 3. Build a classic rolling jungle pattern. On your break slices track, create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16. Before you go slice crazy, we do the anchor hits. This is huge. Go to the drum rack and click pads until you find one slice that feels like the break's main kick. It might not be the clean kick. It might be the kick plus room. That's fine. That's character. Then find one slice that feels like the signature snare. A real crack. That's your identity slice. Now program this basic backbone. Put your kickish slice on 1.1.1. Put your main snare slice on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your classic DNB backbeat. If you do nothing else today, get that part feeling good. Now we add roll with ghost notes and hats. Find a hat or shuffle slice. It might be a hat. It might be a noisy little piece of the break. Add it on offbeats. For example, place hats around 1.1.3 and 1.1.4. Then again around 1.3.3 and 1.3.4. You're aiming for motion. Now add ghost notes before the snare. Ghost notes are those quiet little taps that make jungle feel like it's rolling forward. Try putting very low velocity notes at 1.1.4, 1.2.4, and 1.3.4 using a snare tail or ghosty slice. Velocity is everything here. Put your main snare hits around 100 up to 127. Then keep ghosts down around 20 to 60. That difference is where the groove lives. Extra coach trick, keep your main kick and snare exactly on the grid. But if you want a little human feel without wrecking DNB precision, nudge only the ghost notes slightly late. Just a few milliseconds. Backbone stays tight. Ghosts get a tiny lazy pull. That's a very real jungle feel. Now duplicate that 1-bar clip out to make 8 bars in arrangement. At this stage, listen to the loop. If it already feels like it wants to run, you're in a good place. Step 4. Add Raga style cuts. Stops, rewinds, reverses, stutters. This is the reload energy. We'll do three simple edits in bar 8. First, the stop cut. On bar 8, remove notes on beat 4, or even mute the last quarter beat if you want it dramatic. Then put a single snare hit right on 8.4.1. What happens is the groove pulls back, silence hits, and then the snare snaps you into the next section. Super effective, very simple. Second, a rewind-style stutter. Pick a snare slice or a crunchy hit that sounds good repeated. Then place rapid 1/16 notes at 8.3.3, 8.3.4, 8.4.1, and 8.4.2. Now taper the velocities slightly downward across those repeats. It's subtle, but it makes it sound performed instead of robotic. Third, the reverse accent. In the drum rack, duplicate one of your snare slices onto an empty pad. Open that simpler and turn on reverse. Now trigger that reverse slice just before a snare, like at 8.1.4 leading into 8.2.1. That gives you that classic jungle suck-in into the hit. Instant vi. And here's a big arrangement mindset. Don't overdo edits too early. Make the groove undeniable first. Then add one or two edits per 8 bars. Jungle is powerful because the groove is consistent and the edits are special moments. Step 5. Tighten slices using simpler controls, so it sounds punchy, not washy. Click a pad in the drum rack and look at simpler. Set it to one-shot mode. Turn snap on. Now level match slices a little with gain, so one pad isn't randomly way louder than everything else. If you get clicks on tight cuts, add a tiny fade-in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, and add a fade-out, maybe 5 to 30 milliseconds depending on the slice. Big jungle trick, shorten the tails on some slices. Too much tail makes everything blur together, especially at 174 BPM. Clean tails means the groove stays punchy and you can hear the editing clearly. Extra speed tip, pad discipline. Move your most used slices next to each other. Kicks next to kicks, snares next to snares, hats together. This makes surgery fast, because you're not hunting across 30 pads every time you write a fill. Step 6. Layer modern punch with a kick and snare reinforcement. Breaks give you character. Layers give you power and consistency. On the kick layer auto track, load a clean, short kick. Program it to hit with your main break kick, usually on 1.1.1, and optionally 1.3.1 if your groove wants that drive. An EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 300 Hz. Then add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. That's a nice way to get loud without ugly peaks. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Boom anywhere from 0 to 20, but be careful. Indeed NB, too much low enhancement gets messy fast. You want controlled weight, not a foghorn. Now snare layer. Load a snare with a strong crack or a rimshot vibe. Place it on 2 and 4, meaning 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. At EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. If it needs body, a gentle boost around 180 to 240 can help. For crack, carefully boost around 3 to 6 kHz, but don't get harsh. Then add roar, since Live 12 has it stock, or use saturator if you want simpler. Use light drive for bite, not destruction. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're controlling, not flattening. Step 7. Glue the whole drum bus. Select break slices, kick layer and snare layer and group them. Name the group drum bus. On drum bus, add EQ8 first. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If it's muddy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. You want it to breathe. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 10. Crunch around 0 to 10. Adjust damp so hats aren't brittle. And for safety while learning, add a limiter. Set the ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Don't slam it. It's just catching peaks so you're not clipping while you experiment. Bonus sound design move if you want that loud but clean thing. Split the break into top and bottom. Duplicate your break slices track. On the top version, high pass around 120 Hz. On the bottom version, low pass around 120 Hz. Distort and compress the top more aggressively, keep the bottom controlled. That's how you get aggression without turning the low end into mush. Step 8. Add space like jungle. Short verb and tempo delay. On return A, put hybrid reverb. Choose a small room or a plate. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High-ki around 6 to 10 kHz so it's not fizzy. Send mostly snare to this reverb, and just a tiny bit of hats. Jungle-like space, but it's usually tight space. If you want a classic tight room that stops fast, put a gate after the reverb on the return, and dial it so the reverb tail gets chopped. That gated air is a very recognizable vibe. On return B, at echo, set time to 1/8 or 1/16, feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the lows under 200 Hz so the delay doesn't cloud the kick and bass area. Use delay mainly on fills and edits, not constantly. Constant delay can blur the groove, but a little hit of echo on a stutter is magic. Step 9. Arrange it into a real 16-bar cut. Here's a simple energy map that works. Bars 1 to 4 are the statement. Cleanest version, just the groove. Bars 5 to 8 are the lift. Add more ghosting, maybe a little extra hat movement. Bar 8 is your signature moment. Stop cut plus stutter plus reverse into the next section. Bars 9 to 16 are the variation. Swap a couple slices. Maybe change one ghost note to a different snare tail so it answers the groove. And on bar 16, do another fill if you want to loop back or drop into a new section. Easy variation trick. Keep the backbeat intact. Keep snare on 2 and 4. Jungle listeners feel at home when that stays consistent, even if everything around it is getting chopped. Now, quick common mistakes and fixes, because these will save you time. If the break feels off-grid or flammed, don't fight it with editing. Rewarp it. Find the true downbeat and warp from here, straight. If you're doing too many edits and it sounds chaotic, pull back. Commit to a solid 4 to 8 bar groove first, then add 1 or 2 edits per 8 bars. Edits are seasoning, not the meal. If the low end is muddy, high pass the break slices around 80 to 120 Hz and let your kick and sub own the low end. Breaks are usually tops and mids in modern DNB. If saturation makes hats painful, tame it. Dip a little around 8 to 12 kHz with a Q8, or use drum bus damp.